Fox City's Performing Arts Center in Appleton. Leslie's a first-rate reader.
So, my notes in front of me. So the Fox City's Performing Arts Center incorporated in 2004, opened in 2002, built with $45 million in private contributions, so which speaks to strong community support. They have two halls, 2,100 seats, Thrivent Financial Hall, and a smaller multi-purpose Kimberly Clark Theater. I did not come across how many seats were in that space. It's kind of nice to know sometimes. Their programming is pretty broad. They've got educational programming, world arts and cultural programming. They have a Broadway series, a series in the Black Box they call the Spotlight Series. They have a community engagement series, which features pre-show discussions, family activities, interactive workshops, and special programs for an at-risk population. Those are offered free or low cost. They're also a rental house, and they offer discounted rental rates for local groups. They have 34 full-time employees, 122 part-time employees. They are huge. And a board of directors of 31 people, only 10 of whom are women. It might be nice to see them improve that number a little. In the past year, they featured 710 artists, engaged almost 81,000 people, adults, and over 24,000 students. Somewhere in here, they also mention reaching 200,000 annually. I'm not sure where that number comes from, but perhaps it includes the audiences for their rental programs. I will note in my nitpicky world that they noted that no one group makes up more than 25% of the population, but the county is 88% white, or as they put it, of European descent. They sell 11,000 season tickets. I think that's a great number. Probably is attributed in great deal to having a Broadway series. They have 1,000 contributors. And they are raising endowment and annual funds. That's part of their fundraising focus right now, building an endowment and annual funds. They have a board-led advocacy committee, which I have not seen in any other proposal. That was really interesting to me, and a young professionals group. They do note that more than 50% of their funded activities are for arts education. They anticipate over 24,000 students attending programs this year. Those prices are $5 to $7, and they offer what they refer to as scholarship tickets for those with financial burdens, and I also thought that was nice phrasing. They adjudicate a local high school musical. They adjudicate local high school musical productions, and then they send two students to the National High School Musical Theater Awards in New York to attend workshops and to network with other high school musical theater students. So it looks like the center funds that trip. They send them, they must be funding that. They offer sensory-friendly programming, also a great opportunity for underserved populations in a community. And they invite families from the Boys and Girls Club to special events. I loved the orchestra program where the kids have recorders and they're taught a song and then they play. The whole audience is full of kids who are playing with the orchestra. That's wonderful. And the storytelling project that they do is outstanding as well. And then, this doesn't come up very often either, but they are Purple Angel certified, which means they are dementia friendly, which requires some special considerations on multiple levels. And they have sign language workshops, T-coil hearing loops, and also a rarely seen thing by request, Braille programs. Their programming is a very interesting mix from Ethel and taiko drumming to very commercial with the Price is Right Live and Teresa Caputo. I mean, they really run the gamut there with a Broadway series as well. I didn't make any notes about their budget. That can't be right. They have a deficit not clearly addressed, but it is covered by their net assets per their 990. Community leadership is evident in their commitment to community engagement and accessibility. And they show good evidence of solid planning and execution of those plans.
Really great organization, flagship organization. With their budgets, they are year after year showing a fairly significant deficit year after year. And that's not sustainable. So that will need to be considered. But it's a flagship organization, truly exceptional.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, their educational programming is wonderful. They have a large reach. And you're going like, I'd be interested. I kind of that the note about their season ticket holders. I was kind of wondering what that looked like pre Hamilton and what it looked.
Yeah, looks like post Hamilton.
Yep. So I was kind of like, I wonder if that number will shift next year. But I mean, but they do have a large community base, well supported in the community. So.
Other comments. Right. If no other comments, please score.